This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Looking for a new job has never been anybody's idea of a good time. But as unfun as it has been in the past, it's getting less fun now, harder and more complicated as well. This country is basically at full employment. And yet companies are pickier, they are less responsive to prospective employees, and they are not exactly welcoming overall. And as candidates have to jump through ever more hoops, Ashley Milne-Tite reports that maybe the whole hiring system could do with an overhaul.
Kristen Shattuck began job hunting last year. She's an education consultant, and she found the process much more involved than the last time she was on the market in 2011. Before an interview, organizations were asking her to submit strategic plans, proposals,
problems to provide solutions for. There were videos to watch,
which she then had to give written feedback on.
And so the amount of pre-work that I was doing for most of these jobs was anywhere from 6 to 10 hours of pre-work. And these were for interviews that I didn't even go sit for.
They were phone or Skype interviews. A couple of times, organizations asked her to submit some work she was proud of from a previous job. There was this project she'd led on teacher effectiveness. It had taken months to complete.
And I was asked to produce it. And the first time I did, and then found out later that they were using it in the organization, even though I never received a call back.
Journalist Rachel Shalom can relate. She spent 6 months searching online for a job.
So I'm logging in to the News Nerdery Slack channel, which is...
She's a digital editor who was laid off at the end of last year. During her search, she put in 71 applications, had more than 20 phone interviews, 6 in-person interviews, and got 1 job offer.
One of the things I noticed through this process was just the power that hiring managers have to influence small things in people's lives. So, you know, the time that you lose sleeping because someone didn't get back to you, or the anxiety that you have wondering whether you should renew your lease or not.
She was always waiting. She received rejection notes less than half the time. Then, after filling out forms, submitting a proposal, and doing several phone interviews, she had an 8-hour interviewing day on the other side of the country. At the end, the manager asked when she could start. She flew home and waited.
And I sent a follow-up email because I hadn't heard from him. And then he told me that they had decided that I wasn't the right culture fit.
So why do job hunters have to go through all this? Alison Hemming runs The Hired Guns, a New York City recruiting firm. Her clients are digital companies.
They're looking for more and more out of each individual person that they hire, and this is their way to manage the risk. I think some of it can be ridiculous and too long.
But she says candidates need to look at it like dating. You wouldn't want to marry someone after the first date, right? She says these interviewing marathons are a way for companies and candidates to make sure you're the one. Still, she agrees hiring managers, like some dates, could be better about the letdown.
There's no clear process sometimes in how to give somebody bad news. It makes people feel uncomfortable, so they don't do it. And so make sure that the people that aren't getting the job understand why.
But Rachel Shalom says that's just the problem. Getting useful feedback is all but impossible. She used to hire people herself, and she knows hiring managers have day jobs and often little training. But she says something has to change.
How you hire is a huge part of your culture.
And a big recruiting tool, or a turnoff for candidates. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.